Have you ever been in that situation where you have this nagging feeling that your partner might not be telling you the entire truth? Well, my name is Michael Griswold, and in this video, we're going to talk about what to do when that happens so that you don't have to constantly be chasing the truth. You can actually have some power in your relationship. Well, first of all, let's be honest. We know that everyone lies, right? You do it, I do it, your partner does it. And we all lie, and this is an important thing. We all lie for our own reasons. A lot of times when, you know, I remember I was dating this one girl and I found out that she had not answered my phone call that morning because her phone was on silent. What she didn't tell me was that her phone was on silent because she had spent the night at some other guy's house and then lied to me about it. When you're lied to, you feel like very disempowered, right? You feel like you don't have any control over what's going on because you're not getting the truth. So what you need to do is, one, learn how to distinguish from lies. Distinguish lies from the truth. And this requires, you know, reading people's body language. You may or may not know this, but 93% of our communication is nonverbal. It's only 7% the actual words that we say. The other 93% is the way that we say what we say and our body language when we do it. And that gives us a feel for what people are saying and what their truth is. What I oftentimes say is, you don't ever believe what people say. Always believe what they do. People's lips will lie, but their bodies never will. So pay attention to the signs of body language and see my video on reading body language to be able to figure that out. And then here's the most important part. And when you can master this, then you become in control. Look, the fact is that people lie because they don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want to feel hurt. They don't want to feel guilty. They don't want to acknowledge what they've done. All of that is on them. So often we tend to take responsibility for it ourselves. We try to act like it's our fault. Like, oh, if I would have only done these things, they would have been honest. But that's just not true. And being able to see it the other way gives you a lot of power. Now, the other thing is realizing that people are always going to lie allows you to not be defensive. Because when you're having a conflict and someone's lying, there's only room for one of you to be nervous. And that can't be you. So you need to be calm and detached. And when you do that, and you feel that someone's lying to you, then you can do this simple method, which is simply asking questions about what they're telling you. So it's important that they not be accusational. You don't become accusatory or anything like that, but you instead just say, hey, you know, you said a minute ago that you were doing this at this time, but then you just said this. How do those two match up? Now, you're not trying to make them defensive, and if they get defensive, then, you know, you need to be able to calm them down. Because when they're defensive, you're not going to get the truth anyway. But when you can just be like unfazed and composed, then what you have is a lot of power to be able to allow their own nervousness to push them to the point where they just are forced to tell you the truth. Because we all know that feeling of what it's like to hide something, to hide our guilt. It just kind of bubbles up out of us. And if you don't provide any pushback, if you don't like turn it into an argument where their guilt can then turn into anger, then you make the door open for them to be honest with you. So that's a very powerful technique for being able to use your own composure to get the truth. And then once you have the truth and know that you can get the truth in all situations, you find out, is this the kind of relationship that I want to be in? But either way, you're the one in control because you know how to keep yourself composed in the midst of conflict. So my name is Michael Griswold, and you can check out reunitedrelationships.com for more tips on creating great, satisfying relationships.